I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Summer is in full swing. Maybe you're going on vacation, catching up on some reading. Maybe you're thinking about picking up an electronic book reader. But if you do, keep in mind you're purchasing a way to buy and read books. It's a commitment. And with Amazon.com's Kindle, it's getting harder to know what you're committing to. The Kindle started as an electronic book reader, a device, but now it's also a free app for the iPhone, the iPad, most recently Android phones. So Kindle is hardware and software. David Carnoy, executive editor at CNET.com, explains that Amazon has been slashing prices on the hardware side.
The regular Kindle came down in response to the Barnes & Noble Nook price drop. So the Nook went to $199, and then the Kindle went to $189, and meanwhile the DX is at $379, dropping from $489.
And what is the DX?
The DX is their 9.7-inch model, and it's actually exactly the same screen size as the iPad.
And here's what's kind of interesting, too. The Kindle doesn't just refer to the device sold by Amazon. There is Kindle on the iPad itself.
The reality is Amazon doesn't necessarily really want to be in the hardware business. It would much rather just sell books.
Is the correct way to think about a Kindle just being a device, whether physical or conceptual, for delivering electronic books?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the appeal to both a Kindle and Barnes & Noble at this point is that you can move your e-books across multiple devices. You can essentially share those books with other family members. You can't read the same book at the same time as someone else, but you can share them. And that so you the real end game here is creating sort of this large digital library that you can access at any time and share with other people that also can have access to that library.
David says to think of the Kindle as the razor and the books as the blades. You get the razor once, but you need to keep coming back for the blades over and over. So where does this market go from here? If I buy a physical Kindle or get hooked on using it as an app, where will it take me? Joseph Esposito is the CEO of Giant Chair, a company that makes software for the publishing industry. He's a veteran of that industry, too, and says all you need to know about Kindle is the name.
The Kindle, which is probably the most aptly named device that we've seen in the last 10 years, because it has kindled the whole industry. The Kindle is more than a device that's intended to appeal to specific consumer or market expectations. It's also a device that's designed to further the strategic objectives of Amazon. And Amazon, as the leader in online bookselling, has a tremendous incentive to move bookselling from bricks and mortar worlds to the virtual world. So let's say, for example, in online bookselling that Amazon has an 80% share, whether those books are being sold in print or electronic form. If they have an 80% in the online world, but only 15% overall, because they compete with Costco and Walmart and Barnes & Noble in the bricks and mortar world, anything that Amazon can do to bring people into online purchases is a good thing for them. Now, if those online purchases are print, that's great for Amazon. If those online purchases are electronic, that's good for Amazon. The real issue about electronics is that there's no role for a bricks-and-mortar store with e-books. So as a consequence, by starting to jumpstart a market for e-books, Amazon is accelerating the shift from bricks-and-mortar to the online world. From a marketing point of view, the Kindle is a stroke of brilliance. From a technological point of view, it's a fairly limited device. And you know, if you get 10 engineers in the room, they'll all tell you why it stinks. Meanwhile, they're making a lot of money using it, and they're significantly expanding their market position by using it.
And producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. A couple of weeks ago, we reported on this incredibly powerful handheld laser for sale online.
Yes, it can burn you, blind you, cause cancer, and kill anything it touches. It's only $200, and it looks exactly like a lightsaber from Star Wars.
Funny thing, George Lucas thought so, too. He had his lawyers send a cease and desist letter to the people selling these things because he says they're lightsabers, and he owns lightsabers.
Even though his lightsabers aren't real and these lightsabers are real.
That's the claim.
I only hope this goes to trial. I really want to see Darth Vader up there testifying.
Or Chewbacca.
We have video of this alleged lightsaber at our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. We also have links to fake lightsaber apps you can get for your phone that don't kill anybody. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.